And what is he? He's been disarmed. The enemy has been disarmed by Jesus on the cross. And so he's roaming around with no arms like this right here, threatening you.
I'm going to mess you up. And he's got a bitch voice in my head.
He does indeed. The thunder bore two sons. One he named after himself, the other after the fathers before him, because ego was generational. The thunder lived wild and free to the fullest, laughed louder than doctrine, and when he vanished in a fist-pumping celebration, he left us, his unqualified, unstable sons, to figure it all out. Welcome to the Sons of Thunder podcast, where healing sounds like laughter, heresy is accidental, and joy is our end-time survival strategy. Strap in, say a prayer, and try not to get stuck in the truths that hit harder than a youth camp altar call. Now, let's dive in with joy as our protest. We'll get all the chaos. What are you talking about?
I know. I've heard of other podcasts, like they edit and do a bunch of stuff. I even saw a video behind the scenes of one of them. It was pretty funny.
It's because those podcasts that have like editors, their producer isn't as terrible as ours.
No. I gotta be nice to the producer right now. He threatened me last time. He said, if you do this again, I'm going to slam you on.
I was putting together the descriptions for the episodes. And so I take the transcript, right? And I put them into an AI. And I'm like, hey, out of this transcript, what was the best way you would describe this episode? And almost every one of them, it's like, the guys wore out the producer again.
So in my head, I'm thinking, I've heard that AI is actually getting dumber.
I think it is. I really do think it is.
And I think I know why now.
It's interacted with us.
You're welcome, America. Everybody's afraid AI is going to take over. We're here to fix that.
Yes. You're welcome.
Who on earth wants to sponsor this podcast?
Well, let me tell you. First, this episode of the Sons of Thunder is sponsored by none other than Wrath Buddies. The only toy line where some assembly required may refer to your entire household after judgment falls. And leading the charge today is the man, the myth, the mountain-scorching miracle maker, Moses, the mountain melter. Picture this. You unbox Moses, and immediately your room fills with the sound of thunder. Smoke rises from your dresser, and your mom asks why the dog is hiding under the bed. Moses comes fully equipped with his staff of spirit-level devastation, two stone tablets of unreadable fine print, and an exclusive burning bush nightlight that whispers, "Take off your shoes," at 3 a.m. Historical accuracy? Oh, he's got it. Shake him twice and he summons plagues. Press the button on his back and he shouts, "Let my people go," startling your siblings into immediate repentance. Order now at WrathBuddies.com and use the code ThunderBuddy for a free Golden Calf Smash Pack, including a mini idol that you are legally obligated to destroy before dinner. Wrath Buddies, because sometimes holiness needs volume.
You done messed up, A.A. Ron. You done messed up.
Oh, man. Who doesn't love a good Wrath Buddy? You know what I'm saying?
Does the voice that says take off your shoes, does that come from Moses as the Wrath Buddy? Or
no,
does that just
that comes
audibly
from,
come from the air?
It comes from the nightlight.
Oh.
So the nightlight,
oh, the nightlight.
Is
okay,
a burning bush, and it looks like a bush that's on fire. I'll read that part again to make sure. So it comes with an exclusive burning bush nightlight that whispers, take off your shoes at 3 a.m.
Good.
So, pick up your Moses, the mountain melter.
I can just imagine the Moses doll going, tink, and shoes flying off, and it goes back down.
Oh, man, I love it. Yeah, you can go pick that up at WrathBuddies.com.
WrathBuddies.com.
Use the code ThunderBuddy if you want to have the free Golden Calf Smash Pack.
You got to have that. How would you not?
I just like how it comes with a mini idol that you are legally obligated to destroy before you eat.
I heard Wrath Buddies is coming up with an Aaron, but I'm going to call him A.A. Ron. Wait, what'd you say?
Yeah, so you have to destroy the golden calf before dinner.
Before dinner.
Otherwise, you have to And then what do you
most
people don't realize in that story, right? One of the things that the Sons of Thunder does is we show you things in the scripture that you just overlooked.
People just overlook it. If you don't believe us, look it up.
Moses made the people drink the gold from the calf.
People think Moses was a pushover.
And you know what?
Dude was crazy.
And you know what? I want you to think about this. There's some things that mess your stomach up.
I bet, right? Gold does.
Imagine swallowing gold and how that exits. It's a whole new term for gold digger. Okay, so the people, there's some greedy guy who's like,
where are you going?
I want to go to the, anyway.
High rollers going to the dung pile.
Yeah. So what do you want to talk about?
I don't know.
We've done a lot since we've recorded.
We have.
Right.
What do you mean? I was like, I agree 100%.
There's been a lot of time passed. Obviously, our background is different. We've got a different background. We've got different mic holders. This is not permanent. These are not what we like. We don't love these.
This is why I need to stop being so mean to the producer. I didn't even notice. We're in another room.
We're in a different building.
We are in a different building.
We're in a different building. We're not in our normal studio. We are changing studios.
It's much closer to my house, so I appreciate it.
Yeah. It's closer to my house too. We are in the process of changing studios, and
We've upgraded studios
because of the amount of influence that Sons of Thunder has taken on.
We got kicked out of the other room.
We actually did. Yeah. We got kicked out of the other room. Building.
Whole building, yeah. We did.
And so we are meeting secretly. No one knows we're in here.
I don't even know we're in here.
This is, so this is a new phase of life for the Sons of Thunder. Today, we've had a lot go on, right? We've had a bunch go on.
What are you talking about?
I've had a lot of stuff happen.
We have. I'm still thinking back of our last podcast. You know, here's what's bad about me. I've had several people come up and say, hey, man, I really enjoyed this episode. We've only been, 13 in?
I think we're 13, yeah, 13 in.
And I was like, I don't even remember. I don't remember that podcast.
What? We've had, our podcast is gaining a lot of momentum. People are starting it from the beginning. Right.
And that's the problem, because I'm like, I don't remember what the last one was about.
They're like, hey, loved the Seven Sons of Sceva. And we're like, talk about that?
I know. The problem is, I think we've had so many conversations in our lifetime.
Yes.
Where there's an app, the Marco Polo app, where we just go back and forth. And
not
we,
a sponsor.
Not a sponsor. So can you bleep that out? can you bleep that out when
hey,
I
producer,
said it?
Can you bleep out? Yeah.
It's like, there's this app. Beep. So there's this app that we use, and I feel like we've done this because we talked about it for like a year or so before we even.
Yes.
Probably more longer than that.
Yes.
But it's really been going on for our whole life.
We've always been the Sons of Thunder.
So it's like thinking back.
Did I tell you that I had I don't know if this came on the last episode or not. I'll go back and look. Hey, producer, can you go back and check this? And if it is,
do
you
it
can
now.
Delete this out.
What do we pay you for?
I was on a Zoom call with I think we may have talked about this already, with a pastor search committee, not for me, but for a friend. I was a reference.
I think I remember you telling me.
I don't know if it was on Marco Polo or if it was on this. But I remember that the guy, he opens up and I'm on the screen and there's all these people meeting with this that are this pastor search team, and they were like, hey, so we're obviously here to talk about your friend who put you as a reference and want to know. And the guy said, I did a little digging on you. And I was like, okay, great. I'm thinking, knows I'm a pastor. Knows that. He said, which Son of Thunder are you? And I was like, oh, that's the digging you did? Like, that's what. And then I thought, my poor friend who put me as a reference.
That's bad.
It's like,
I'm telling you right now, if I ever have to update my my resume or anything, I'm putting it on there.
Oh, for
I'm
sure.
Also, we've got to get with Wrath Buddies because I'm going to use them as a reference.
They're as crazy as we are.
There's people still out there looking at Wrath Buddies. They need, I mean, WrathBuddies.com is a legitimate website.
It's legit. 100% legit.
And I'm telling you right now, It is so awesome. There is stuff coming that I can't even wrap my head around.
I do know. They've given us some insider information that there is, listen, they will be in the homes of everybody.
I'm definitely, my wife,
yeah,
and my children who, I mean, they came from me, so there's something wrong with them.
Yeah.
But my wife, well, there's something wrong with her. She willingly married me.
Yeah, she chose this.
Yeah.
Your kids didn't choose it.
They didn't. But they're all so excited. I told them a little glimpse of what I heard from Wrath Buddies, and
yeah,
they're like,
"Yeah,
when can we get this?"
I know. It's coming. It's coming.
It's phenomenal.
It is taking them a little bit more time than they anticipated.
Because our producer is dragging his feet.
Yes, he is.
He's like, I do this for nothing. We're like, whatever. He's like, I actually pay to be here.
You don't pay us enough. So today is another day. We are here in the studio, in a different studio, trying to figure out what we're talking about.
You've said, you know, there's been a lot of things happen.
Yeah.
There has been. I mean, from the last one we talked about, last episode was great. I still haven't reached out to him, but I don't know if he's heard it or not. I'm assuming he's not.
The mission trip experiences.
Falling out of the van. Yeah.
Falling out of the van. Yeah.
And this, I mean, again, we could, our entire podcast, the longevity, the rest of our lives, we could just talk about mission trips because we're going to continue going on them.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, every time, if you're in a group, it's just crazy. It's fun. It's hilarious. I'll share one more real quick. Just one.
A mission trip memory?
Mission trip moment.
Okay.
So
mission trip moment. The segment on the, people don't know this too. Whenever we started this podcast,
We had segments.
We had a segment of what were the segments? We had a
news,
like up current events, and then we decided
there's always animals stupid stuff.
And we did some of those in the beginning. We were like, yeah, this current, who cares for current events? I don't care about it, and nobody else cares about it. We used to have, like, it was current events, it was something about the Bible, some Bible verse or something, then like something our dad had told us. That we were like,
which
a dadism.
I talked with our producer. There's a lot of stuff coming. So be following us on YouTube, Reels, Shorts.
Yes.
Instagram,
TikTok.
The TikToks. Facebooks.
The Facebooks.
All of the above. I prefer you go to YouTube because that's where I'm going to be camping out and really commenting.
Yes. Okay.
Personally.
Yeah, I will say.
There's too many and it's like confusing me.
There is some stuff that is going to be showing up that will be pretty awesome. The producer is working on it. I know you're working along with the producer to make that happen.
We act dumb. It's not an act. I am dumb.
We are dumb.
But there are some like rock solid moments that are like life altering things that have happened.
You will hear from Thunder
himself.
And
I'll be honest with you, this is why the producer didn't want any part of this.
Let me make a statement. It's not live.
No. Should I put a date? I feel like
We should date it. Yeah. We'll have the producer take care of that. But yeah, there's some stuff coming that is going to be really good. That's going to go with a lot of stuff. It's going to be a lot of fun. But we had segments when we started, right? We had news. We had dad sayings. We had scripture. And we had missions as one of those things. So,
I mean, that's one of those things I've actually heard a few
people.
That
was so we could organize.
It was. And then we decided that's dumb.
We don't organize.
No. I do think that maybe a missions moment is something because we have so many missions memories. And like I feel like so many people neglect going on mission trips because, you know, they're too busy. And
too expensive.
It's too expensive. And I remember our father telling us, like, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like it's too important not to go. Like you can't it's like, oh, I have too many things going on. It's like like this should be number one priority, and not saying going on any mission trip, but listening to the Lord and obeying Him and going on trips and just sharing the gospel. It's sharing the gospel. It's not going on a trip. It's sharing the gospel.
It's sharing the gospel. Yep.
And
wherever you are,
if I hear one more person, I'm going to say this because I'm not a paid staff member at a church. Okay.
What, I don't know what's about to happen.
I'm not.
What are you going to say?
The people I've heard people say, you know, well, there's a lot of lost people around our community. Like,
right.
I agree.
Yes.
Like, what are you doing about that? Like, what are you doing about it?
Yeah. Do I say it? Yeah.
Say it.
So here's what's wild. Anybody that says, why would you spend all that money and go across the sea, right, across the ocean, and share the gospel with somebody whenever your next door neighbor needs it? And I'm like, it's a both and.
Yeah, it's not either or.
It's not either or. It's both and. And those people typically aren't the ones who are actually reaching the people around them anyway.
Facts. It reminds me of the story that we talked about on a Wednesday night here recently. We're doing a short series on Wednesday nights with the students.
Yeah.
Which has been, dude, I stinking love these series. And I think the new year's gonna be epic. But this one's been epic. It's been blowing my mind.
Yeah.
And one thing in particular that got me about missions, and again, I'll get to the story, which is hilarious in a minute, but I'm thinking of the moment with Zechariah in Luke chapter 1 when there had been 400 years plus of silence of the Lord not speaking directly to his people.
No fresh word
from the Lord.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Gabriel shows up in the altar of incense at this moment.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, 400 years of silence. Our generation, dude, if our microwave is not a 1200 watt, we get mad it's 1000 watts. Like, it takes an extra 10 seconds.
Yeah.
This is garbage. I'm sending this back to Amazon.
Yeah.
They're not a sponsor, so I can't say their real name.
I was like, what?
I say that so much. Do you ever like jokingly
say? I was like
an
off-brand microwave or something.
You ever say names jokingly enough, and then you forget what the real word is? Like,
yes.
It's jalapeno, not jalapenos.
Yeah.
I say that to my kids. I'm totally messing my children up. Anyways, so like we get upset after.
I say similar. Anytime somebody says, that's similar, I'll say it's pronounced similar.
Or like
it drives them crazy.
The Pacific Ocean, the specific ocean.
The specific ocean.
No, the specific one.
Yeah.
So anyways, going back to that, like we get aggravated at the additional 10 seconds. If Amazon says, hey, we're going to do this, but it's going to be. It's a busy time of year. So instead of 2 days, it's going to be 3 days. We're like, I don't want it then.
Yeah.
It's like the,
keep it.
It's like The Office where he's like, hey, I want to adopt a child. And she said, sometimes it takes up to 9 months. He goes, I don't even know if I'm going to want a baby or not. That's the culture, you know, that's the way our culture is. So I'm thinking 400 years of silence, 400 years of nothing.
Yeah.
And then the angel of the Lord, Gabriel, shows up at the altar of incense, and he's standing there, and he says, hey, Zechariah, I want you to know something. The Lord has heard your prayer.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. One of the challenges that was issued to the students was, like, keep pressing on. 400 years of no fresh word.
Yeah.
You know what we would have done? I don't feel like it today. I don't feel like
What's it worth? It's not going to matter.
But the encounter was at the altar.
Yeah.
That's where the appointed time... God told Gabriel, go to the altar of incense.
Yeah.
Which I know you had something jump out at you at that moment, but go to the altar of incense because that's where Zechariah is going to be.
Yeah.
Because he's remaining faithful. He was, his name and Elizabeth's name, his wife also, you know, Yahweh remembers his oath. Like, it's crazy. It's that together. Whole story.
Yeah, it was amazing.
But
amazing.
We get so wrapped up in like, oh, you know, what's going to, like, There was an orchestrated moment at that time. That's where he was supposed to meet. When somebody tells you, well, you know, my next door neighbor's not saved, why should I go over there? It's like, why go to your neighbor?
Why God is your neighbor, put yeah. Why God, is your neighbor not saved?
God put you there for a reason.
Right.
He didn't put me next door to him.
Right.
Sorry.
You're talking about a mission trip though.
I know I was. And we're just talking about how fired up I get about missions because, like, it is so important to go to your neighbor and also go to the uttermost parts of the world.
Yeah.
Jesus kind of said that.
Right.
When I say kind of, Jesus said that. Acts 1:8. Yeah. Anyways, mission trip moment. Mission trip moment. So we went to, you were a student pastor at the church that you're currently serving as senior pastor.
Okay.
It wasn't one of those like, oh, he got promoted to senior pastor. That's not how that worked at all. No. Trust me.
Yeah.
So much stuff happened.
Yeah. I was gone for 15 years.
Yeah. You were gone. Like 99% of the people that the only ones who knew you were actually like blood related.
Yeah.
So we went on a mission trip though, when you were the student pastor and you told me at the time, you said, hey, I need you to lead the mission trip. I don't know if you remember that one.
I'm trying to think which one that was.
It was a World Changers moment. You were speaking at it. So
you said,
I need you to kind of head it up and go down.
Yeah, because I had already gone down ahead of time.
Yeah.
And I'd worked with the staff. I was preaching the camp.
Yeah,
you were doing the mission camp thing.
And our students had no idea.
Yeah, they didn't know.
So
remember that. Yeah.
I don't even know if I ever told you this, what happened, because I'm not going to mention names. Goodness, teenagers are weird. Yes. Okay, I was freshly married, so my wife and I were kind of heading this up. My wife was staying with the girls, I was staying with the guys. You know, we each had some other people. other adults that were kind of heading it up too. So we go down there, and this is one thing I'll never forget. For some reason, I always brought, like, I'm like, okay, I'm going to bring two pair of shoes. I'm going to bring shoes to work in.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring shoes to, like, when we play or we have worship or, you know, something like that. Yeah. I don't want to wear the same shoes. First off, because I remember being a teenager, it's nasty.
Yeah.
So I remember I brought two pair of shoes.
Yep.
That's four. Brought two pair of shoes. Two pair of shoes. So I brought two pairs. And one night, one of the boys, God love them, teenage boys, my son's about to be a teenage boy. And I'm like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Teenage boys, there's something that happens. They're really, really intelligent. And then their brains stop.
Yes.
Teenage boy came up to me. This was after an awesome worship service. And, you know, we just had a great time. Then you had some free time, some downtime.
Yeah.
This kid comes up to me and goes, hey, man, I need some help. I was like, oh, man, this is my moment. I get to, like, share the gospel and, you know, build this person up. I knew this kid was claimed to be a Christian. I'm like, okay, this is an awesome moment. I was like, what's up, man? He said, I lost my shoes. And I went, you did what? He said, I lost my shoes. I went, oh, did you, like, go, like, take a shower and, like, somebody took them? He goes, no. Went, okay, what were you doing? He goes, playing basketball. I went, so you were playing basketball and you lost your shoes. He said, yeah. I was like, I didn't know I had to, like, elaborate in my context. I need to know what happened. He goes, I was playing basketball and decided to take my shoes off.
Sure.
Okay.
As we all do when we play basketball.
So I said, you know what? This is a moment I can minister, so hopefully he'll remember, you know, I was nice to him. I said, here, take a pair of my shoes. He said, dude, thank you so much. I was like, you're very welcome. So he put the shoes on. He's gone for like an hour. He comes back. He goes, dude, I lost your shoes. Did I ever tell you about that one?
No.
Okay. I remember I was sitting on a bed. I was sitting on my little cot.
I'll be honest, that is not the way I was anticipating that going.
100%. He said, he walked up there. He goes, hey. And actually, no, he didn't say anything. I looked down and went, where are my shoes?
Yeah.
And he looked at his feet and went, oh, man, I lost your shoes. I went, you did what? He goes, I was down there playing basketball. I went, okay, there's a common denominator. When you play basketball, articles of clothing go missing. What are you doing? And oh, it took till the next day. I walked down to where the gym was. Yeah. I can't believe I never told you about that one.
I never heard of that.
Because it was like, I was so dumbfounded. I was like, first off, how do you lose a pair of shoes? Second, how do you lose two pair of shoes within an hour? I walked down there and I found both pair of shoes. Yeah. It's like, I think he took them off in the middle of the court and somebody was like, okay, this is a trip hazard.
We need to move these off the court.
And
right.
Weird.
Yeah.
Right. There's no one in the room now. Why are there shoes right here?
So my favorite part is he took the first pair of shoes off, went around, told you he lost them. Then he took the second pair off next to his other ones.
Correct. That's what I was like, when I finally realized that, I was like, hey, man, I think it was another kid too. That same trip, he got locked in one of those, we stayed in schools and he got locked inside of one of the cabinets.
Yeah.
And I was like,
what's
wrong with,
we had that. I remember that trip now.
I gave him those shoes, by the way. I didn't want them back.
Yeah. A teenage boy had any shoes on. That was one of those trips. The theme that year was unhindered. If I remember right.
Unhinged.
They were unhinged, yeah. It was all about the worship of, like, having the worship of David, having a life of David. Like,
maybe that's what he was
powerful,
doing.
Unhindered. So he was just like, these shoes, they hinder me.
Yeah. Your shoes hinder me.
Your shoes are hindering me now. I hate the contraption of shoes. They're confining me.
He put them, like, that's one of them I'll never forget.
You don't get stories like that much. We had a story, I don't even know if I can share this without, like, yeah, it's been so long ago. I was speaking at another World Changer. By the way, World Changers, let's give a shout out. World Changers, one of the greatest non-talked about mission experiences out
100%.
There. 100%. It's different now than it was back whenever, that's where I served on staff. I was a summer missionary with them.
We won't get into that.
Yeah, yeah. I loved World Changers back whenever it was.
Yeah, man,
it was what it was. Now awesome. they had like closed it down. There's a group of guys though that loved it so much they've reboosted it and kind of rebranded it.
Right.
But it was a great ministry, one of the best mission ministries out there.
100%.
And I remember I was a summer staffer for them, missionary for the North American Mission Board back whenever they were the kind of founders of it or whatever. Yep. And then I remember we were on this trip. I got to speak for them a bunch after that. And as I was a youth pastor, I got to go travel and speak and do all that. So I remember one of the camps I spoke at, it was in Indiana. And this guy that was one of my pastor buddies now, he was the coordinator of the camp and that week, that mission trip. And he said, "Hey, I want you to come and speak for this." And so I had signed up. We got connected. I was able to speak at that camp. And great camp, right? Incredible week. It was awesome. It was amazing. There were more issues with that week at summer camp than any that we had experienced. There was a boy, a teenage boy. He gets dared to get in one of the lockers at the school. And it's a stand-up locker. And they're like, "Hey, man, I bet you can't fit in there." And he's like, "I bet I can." And they were like, "No, you shouldn't." And he was like,
"We should challenge him. I bet you can't be a responsible student this week." It's
"I bet you can't share Jesus this week." This kid ended up...
Revival breaks out.
Who knew? It was so simple.
That's what we're missing on
that's
with students.
It. That's it. I'll have the producer. I'll send you a picture, producer, that you could put in the YouTube and show a picture of this kid. So what happened? He got in a locker. He got locked in. It's the summertime. Right, they're not in school. It's the summertime. The lockers, once they lock in, you can't get into it. So he's locked in. They can't figure it out. Can't get him out. So we call the maintenance guy at the school. He lives 30 minutes away. So we're thinking this kid is gonna be locked in this locker for 30 minutes. We're like, "Do we call the fire department? We're like, "Hey," but they came and got our staff. It was a bunch of students doing this in one of the other hallways. They came and got our staff. So me and the project coordinator went up to this kid who's in a locker, and we were like, "Hey, are you okay?" He's like. And he's in this locker. He's like, "I'm fine." We were like, "Well, you're not fine because you're in a locker.
You grabbed some Cheerios through here."
He's like, "Yeah, I'm good, man." He said, "I could stay in here for hours." And we were like, "Are you enjoying this? Is it something you want?" So we were like, "Well, we got help coming."
I feel comforted.
It's like, yeah. It's like, "Do we need to call the fire department?" He's like, "No, guys, I'm good." He's like, "I'm a little thirsty." Somebody looks around like, "Hey, I got a Starbucks drink." So we take a straw in a Starbucks drink. We put the straw in the hole in the locker. And the kid, and we're watching it as the Starbucks drink is like slowly going down. He's drinking. And then I said, "We need to stop doing this. Stop doing this." They were like, "Why?" I was like, "Because if you drink a lot of liquid, he's going to have to go to the bathroom." As the whole story, it was like an hour and a half process, right? The guy had to come. He had keys to the locker, and they were like the locking keys thing. You know, it wasn't the combination locker things. But I remember that trip. Like, that's stuff that will change your life.
It really will.
It will change your life. I've since that moment, one of the things that I said at every camp or everything, I was like, "Listen, if there is a cabinet or locker that you can fit in, do not get in it.
Right.
You will be in trouble if you get in it.
I don't
because it causes issues.
I don't tell anybody, go try to walk a mile in their shoes anymore because I'm afraid they're going to steal them. Like
they're going to lose their shoes.
Don't let somebody walk a mile in your shoes, guys, because they'll lose them.
Oh, that's good.
They don't care about your shoes.
That's good.
But
that's
every good. Mission trip has their moments where it's like, man, this is like, I don't know. And if I look back and I think about each mission trip, I can think of a story like that. That's
yes.
So first off, if you're not plugged into a ministry, student ministry is fun.
Student ministry is a blast.
It will.
Never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment.
Promise you that. But also just any mission trip alone, like when we're talking about all these things, those are some of my core memories are going on these trips, going, experiencing, watching God move. I mean, there, and again, I think we should do ministry moment or mission moments because there's so many things that honestly hilarious and some that were like life altering for me. Like, whoa, I didn't even never in a million years would have thought of that.
And like, you know, I talk about the kid getting stuck in the locker. But there was also, I mean, there was a number of people led to the Lord that week, you know, and it's those things obviously matter way more than the kid in the locker. But
God's about laughter too.
God's laughing. You know, I think I may have sent you this.
You did. I know where you're going.
What was it? It was something that said, "I bet you I have made God laugh multiple times.
I do my best."
I bet he's looked at me and thought, like, I knew it, but what?
Like, I knew that was going to happen, But still.
But still. It was fun to watch. It's fun to watch.
Because people are like, man, God, like they read God in the Bible through a bad lens.
Yeah.
They look at it through this lens where, I mean, yeah, he's holy, he's perfect, he's all these things that you should tremble at him.
Yeah.
But God also made an aardvark.
A platypus. There's so much fun in this Christian life that I think one of the reasons we started this podcast, we did, so what people don't know, we're going to give you some insider information now. So what people don't know is, when we began, we were like, okay, what kind of brand is this? And we were looking up like who has a brand like this. It's like kind of cartoon, kind of like fun, serious. You can learn something.
But even after we started, Spotify was like, we have no idea.
There's nothing else really like this.
That is not a brag, by the way, from Spotify. That was not a kudos.
No. Spotify was like, you're kind of in a category of your own. They're going to create a new category that's like comedy, religion, spirituality, Sons of Thunder.
Question mark.
Yeah. Miscellaneous. Miscellaneous. As I think about it, like we started it and we were like, okay, what is some of the values?
My mic keeps dropping.
Yeah, I noticed that. I think it's my, it may be that if you shorten the thing, this is a crummy situation. lost the microphone. We're trying. We're attempting. As we started, it was like, what's the problem we're trying to solve?
Right.
We talked about the problem we want to solve is boring Christians. Christianity's not boring.
No, it's not.
It's way too fun, way too amazing. And you can pick anywhere in the Bible. Bible doesn't miss. Right,
we talked about that.
Scripture doesn't miss. You may see some merch with that on it. That may be our merch. Like,
there is 400 years of no new word from God, the Creator of all things,
in between the Testaments.
He shows up, speaks through Gabriel to Zechariah. Zechariah is like, "Are you serious? I can't even believe this." And Gabriel says, "Well, you done messed up. Now you're not going to speak again,
right? Until your baby's born."
Like,
yeah,
that's hilarious.
That's funny. That's funny that you can't say this stuff. Like as I think about all the scripture doesn't miss, it's all good anywhere, all the time. I was telling a couple of young guys that I'm kind of coaching a little bit right now, kind of mentoring a little bit. I was like, listen,
I think they're Thunder Buddies.
They are. I think now they are official. which if you're not a Thunder Buddy, go to thunderpod.com, thethunderpod.com. And sign up to be a Thunder Buddy.
You could even go to wrathbuddies.com, I think.
Wrathbuddies.com does also allow
they love it. Yeah, they
allow us to sneak in on their audience. I was like, the scripture doesn't miss. And here's the problem. We don't read it.
No, we don't.
We don't read it. Today's challenge, read the scripture.
Do it.
Read the scripture. Is there anything scriptural you want to talk about?
Well, we're talking about the mission trip, and really I leaned in towards Zechariah and that's one of the things that's been fresh.
Which is in Luke chapter 1. Go read it.
Luke chapter 1. But there's also something else that just came up to me. So I've been trying to work with some guys that are in my small group. And I've been challenging them. Guys, I want you to step up. I want you to teach. I want you to do this stuff. There's one guy in particular who's definitely not a rat buddy. He's way too smart. And I told him, I said, man, I want you to, would you be willing to lead one of the small group moments? He's like, no. He told me no at first, and his wife started kind of laughing at him. He finally came back to me and said, I have to. He said, I ghosted you because I did not want to do it.
Yeah.
And he taught a lesson. He looked through it. I told him, taking it, I mean, so seriously. And I was like, this is what I'm talking about, man. He's an awesome guy, really dives into the word. And he taught on God's interruptions. And it was phenomenal because he was talking. What he started talking about was Zacharias. As Zacharias, not Zacharias. I'm really into Zacharias right now. He's talking about Jairus and Jairus' daughter. So yeah. Jesus takes, he goes to Jairus, goes to Jesus and says, hey, my daughter's about to die. My daughter's sick. Please, please, please come.
Yeah.
So as he's coming, the woman who had a bleeding disorder bleeding issue for 12 years comes and just touches the hem of his garment, just barely grabs him. And she knows if she does that, she's healed.
Yeah.
And Jesus stops.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we take out of consideration, Jesus was on a journey to Jairus' daughter. Yeah. Jairus is like, let's go. Like, yeah, he doesn't, he doesn't care. And yeah, I said, and I told, I shared with the group, I said, my problem so many times is I try to relate my life to Jairus and like, I, come on, God, I have it. But too many times I'm also in the same situation as the woman who needed immediate healing from God.
Yeah.
So I'm like, we put ourselves in both shoes, but he just kept reiterating how, you know, there's interruptions in life and watch for those interruptions. Watch for those moments where God does something that yeah, blows your mind that you're yeah, like, you're not prepared for. But yeah, too often, especially in the 10-second culture where we're like, we want it now.
Yeah.
Those interruptions make us mad.
Right.
And God's like, I am orchestrating something. Zach, like we go back to, I'm going back to Zacharias. He was going to do his routinely priestly duties.
Yep.
Of, I'm going to go to the altar of incense and offer up the prayer for the people right now.
Yeah. That's and what I'm called to do.
God sent an angel. Zechariah's like, he could have been like, you're not supposed to be here. What are you doing here?
I do wonder when he's in that place, because like, there's only one person allowed in there, and that person has to be clean. They have to be like ceremonially, ritually, all that. And like, he's in there, and you know that like, he's never been in there before.
No.
He's never going in there again. He's in there, and you know he talked to people before that went in there, right? It's like, hey, so what should I expect in there? I've never seen the inside of it.
There's not one guy, oh, by the way, there's a giant angel standing in there it waiting for you.
Never came up in his training, right? No, never came up in his training. That's also why I think, as I'm training up these young guys myself, I'm like, listen, take what I'm saying and understand, like, this is kind of the pattern of the way God does things. But also, if an angel shows up, lean into whatever God's doing new. He's doing something fresh. He does something new every day, right? Every morning right, we see new mercies. And so I think that that's another way to like help us understand like those interruptions are divine interruptions that we, and like you say, we get mad, we get angry because we're ready. We want something right now. We want something immediate. And I think that we are missing out on something incredible whenever he wants to show up and do something. Yeah. And most of the time we shut down and we say, you know, we're like, God, I guess the plan's not going to work. And he's like, oh, no, I'm doing something way better. Like, way better.
That you don't read my scripture. Your ways are not my ways.
So here's something I'll say as a pastor that I probably shouldn't. We've had people at the church that have left. Right.
Okay.
And like they're people that I didn't want to leave. You know, I mean, there's some that I do want to leave. There are people that like
noted.
I'm like, yeah. I hate to tell you, live on air. But as I was, they left and I thought, I didn't want them to leave. Like they're friends of mine. I felt like they could really help us get to where we're going and help us in like certain areas. And like, I almost started putting a lot of my, my hope in their partnership.
Right.
They left. And here's what, the week they told me they left, the week they were like, hey, listen, we love you. We still want to hang out with you. Still want to do dinner and right, hang out and stuff. But we are not a part of that, of the church that you're called to and that you're leading. And I honestly walked away. I was mad. Like I was ticked off. I was like, Lord, they were a way that we could get to where we're going. The next month, people get saved every week.
Right.
I was like,
you think God was like, oh, tell me more of how you know more than I do.
Of how the people are bigger than me, right?
Yeah.
And I think that it was not only an interruption, because I thought, well, here we're going step by step by step by step, but it was also God saying, rely on me, put your hope in me, not in people. Like, and I think if we were to walk through the days and start putting our hope in the Lord and whatever he's doing, you know, keep your head on a swivel. My father-in-law always says, he's got a motorcycle, and he always says when he drives his motorcycle, he has to keep his head on a swivel, right? Because everybody doesn't see him, so he's got to see everybody. And he said it's a little bit more draining to drive a motorcycle because it's like you've got to put a lot of effort and energy into it.
You only got two wheels. And
yeah, you got to do twice the work. And he's like, you know, you got to keep your head on a swivel because you're always going to pay attention to what's happening. I think if we as believers took that, put it into our Christian life, and keep our head on a swivel, where's God working? Where's God working? Where's God working? It'll change our life.
It really would.
It'll change our life.
Yeah.
Even Jay Iris was like, Lord, what are you doing, Lord? My daughter's dead. He's like, hey, just believe.
Yeah, don't worry.
Don't worry. Just believe.
But and he did.
You're with me. You're with me. If we were to just say, if we were to hear Jesus say, hey, you're with me, it would change everything. Everything.
It really would. We didn't even get into. I was honest to goodness about to lean in so heavy to Zachariah, like, because there's so much to unpack there.
Yes,
which we found out.
Yes. There,
and what's so funny to me too is I know we'll both study and you know go into commentaries all this stuff, mm-hmm. but I can't tell you how many times as soon as I get up to preach, teach, do any of those things and deliver the message, as I'm doing it, it's like there's fresh encounters with God.
Yes,
and there's something yes. that's not in your notes.
Yep.
There's something that's not there.
Yep.
And that's one of the reasons people are like, there's something wrong with you when you're teaching. I'm like, I just got so excited because I'm like, you're reading it. I'm like, oh my goodness, there's something else. Yep. They don't understand. I keep telling them, like, I'll read the same passage 100 times. And mm-hmm. on the 101st time, I'm like, I never saw that.
I never saw it. Hey, I'll give you a tip. This is a Sons of Thunder tip.
Tip from the Sons of Thunder.
I realized the same thing. I'd study and study and study and prepare. Then I would teach, and when I would teach it, something new popped up, right? I used to think that was the Holy Spirit in the moment, right? Which I do believe it was.
Right.
But here's what I did. Here's the tip. Here's the big change. The
big change.
The big alteration. I started reading the scripture out loud when I studied.
Ooh, snap.
Because you know what happens? There's a part of your brain, biologically, there's a part uh-huh. of your brain that does not activate until you hear something. Faith comes by what? Hearing. Hearing yeah. by the word of God. How can people hear if they've never been told? How can people never been told if people don't sin, right? So here's what happened.
Let's go.
So I start reading scripture. Before I preach a sermon, I will read the scripture and study. Then I will read it out loud as I study it. Something new will pop up every time. It happens every time.
You want to know what? I think another reason it does that, and I've heard you say this before, another mm-hmm. reason too is I think the enemy is always roaming.
Yeah.
The enemy can't hear your thoughts.
Nope. You know what the enemy can hear? Your voice. And you know when he has to leave? Because scripture never misses.
Scripture never misses.
Because scripture is the weapon. It's the sword. And what is he? He's been disarmed. The enemy has been disarmed by Jesus on the cross. And so he's roaming around with no arms like this right here, threatening you.
I'm going to mess you up. And he's got a high-pitched voice in my head.
He does indeed.
It's like, so that's another thing too. Another challenge that I have is something that my family started doing this past week. And that's my wife started writing scripture. She just started writing scripture on post-it notes.
Yeah.
We started putting it in our hallway. Every time before we walk out the door, we have to at least look at one of them and read them out loud.
Yeah.
And when you do, it's a game changer.
It's a game changer. So the challenge today, read scripture out loud.
Read scripture out loud.
Yes. Read it. Read it out loud. It'll change everything.
And make it noticeable. Make it apparent in your home so your children can see it too. So everybody can see it.
Quoting it out loud.
Say it out loud. Say it out loud in public.
Say it out loud in public.
Walk through Walmart.
Find ways. Ooh, you know what you should do?
Amazon.
Here's what you should do. You should go into places. And you know how they have those things on, I don't know if you've ever seen sports figures and things.
Never.
We'll have, whenever they do like press conferences, those like Jimmy Fallon or Dude Perfect or whatever, will tell these guys, I want you to say this word.
Yes.
In slip it into your press conference. And it's always a weird word, you know. It's like, crazy things. Like, you know, say the word toad, right? And it's like, okay, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I was hopping everywhere. I look like a toad out there. But here's what I did whenever I made sure that you know that kind of slipped those words in. Find a way to slip scripture in.
Everything.
Do it. And it's a joke between you and us.
Yes.
The Thunder Buddies and us. It's a joke between us. But here's the deal. It'll radically change the way you, and then you're trying to think, how do I fit this scripture in, right? How do I fit this? So read, you know, a psalm or read something today and read it out loud and over again, memorize it, and then use it.
It's also a way for you to memorize.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, the more scripture you have hidden in your heart, it'll change who you are.
The more dangerous you become.
You get crazy.
The more you're likely to become a wrath buddy.
I was just about to say that. You could become a wrath buddy.
You could. We'll. That's in an episode to come.
Producer, can you talk to wrath buddies for us?
Yeah. See if you can make that deal happen.
Do it.
It's coming. It's coming. All right. Hey, you have made it to the end of this episode. Congratulations. So if you've laughed, cried, or need to consult your therapist, you are probably a Thunder Buddy.
Yeah.
Welcome. So, go check us out, thethunderpod.com, and sign up to be a Wrath Buddy.
Also check out, not a Wrath Buddy, Thunder Buddy. Sign up to be a Thunder Buddy.
Thunder Buddy.
But also check out our sponsors.
Yes.
Check out wrathbuddies.com.
Yes.
They're there for you too.
Check it out. A lot of things coming. If you sign up to be a Thunder Buddy, you'll get some email coming up soon. It's coming out very soon. You'll get some connections, right, producer? Getting some merch and some things out, some information.
Merch is also short for merchandise, in case anybody was wondering.
If you want more of this, you can actually donate to thethunderpod.com. Go to thethunderpod.com and make a donation. Yep. And we will be able to...
You can also find it on wrathbuddies.com.
We'll be able to finish our studio and get better microphone stands that Jill doesn't have to mess with all week.
So. I was wondering, I was like, I kept leaning down the whole time. I'm going to put it's it in fast forward to watch me start just going down like this.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right. Thank you for joining in, and thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.